Hello, my name is Lori McCrum. Welcome to a short podcast focused on the faith discipline of praying scripture. Hey, I want to first start by sharing a story with you. It's really personal, and it's a part of my journey of praying scripture. If I was meeting with you over coffee, I'd be willing to share so much more, but let me just say for the sake of time and this one-way conversation, my husband and I found ourselves in a really difficult circumstance about 15 years ago. It was extremely hard to navigate, and it tested our faith. To this day, it brings tears to my eyes, even as I remember. It's probably not what you're thinking of either, so don't try to figure it out. Just know that it felt like we were under some heavy fire, some serious spiritual warfare. I mean, one major attack after another in a few short months, and it left us exhausted, wounded, and with severed relationships. I'm careful to not blame everything bad or hard that happens on spiritual warfare, but I'm telling you, as sure as the sun rises each morning, I'm that certain that's what this season was for us. Thank God for his faithfulness and for close friends to confide in and walk with us in it. Here's the thing, up until this point in my life, even with some really challenging things I faced before, it was nothing like this. And up until this juncture, I can't say I ever related to some of the Psalms David wrote when it came to being angry with God or in regard to his enemies. But in the heat of this battle that Den and I were in, Psalm 27, 1 through 5 became real to us. It was our anthem and most relevant and meaningful prayer. Maybe you can relate in some way to being up against the work of the enemy in your life. Maybe you're even experiencing some spiritual warfare right now. Friend, if that's you, as I read this to you, it's my prayer that it encourages your heart, just like it did ours years and years ago. This is Psalm 27, 1 through 5, spoken as a prayer. Lord, you are my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? Lord, you are the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, and friends, no joke, this is what it felt like to us. When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of you, Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek you and see you in your temple. For in the day of trouble, you will keep me safe in your dwelling. You will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon the rock. Amen. Isn't that a beautiful, raw, hopeful, straight out of scripture prayer? So what is praying scripture? It's simply praying the text or a story out of the text. And I just change out a couple of words to make them even more personal. For example, the last line in the Bible verse that I just read actually reads, "He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle." I just simply shifted it to, "Lord, you hide me in the shelter of your tabernacle," because I'm praying it to God. It feels personal and purposeful and is direct conversation between me and the Creator, the maker of the universe, which is incredible, right? Here's one of the reasons I think it's powerful to pray scripture and why we should all practice it. It comes from Isaiah 55, 10 and 11 that says, "As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, you know, some would argue that snow has no benefit. Not me. I actually love the snow. But what God does mean here, though, through the prophet Isaiah, when he says, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth. Other versions actually even say it does not return to him void. Well, precipitation sustains life and causes growth and even a harvest. God compares his word to the rain and snow because, like precipitation, God's word always fulfills his good purposes, and it does not return to him void. So wouldn't you agree that the Bible, this ancient text, when we use it to pray, is powerful? We are literally praying God's words because all scripture is God-breathed, it says in 2 Timothy 3, and it will not return to us void. That is quite a promise. It's also important to remember that God is sovereign. The promise in this text is that God's word will accomplish what he wants it to, not necessarily what we want it to. Remember, his ways and thoughts are higher and better than ours. We can't predict exactly how God will use his word any more than meteorologists can predict with certainty how much rain or snow we'll get. So what's your next step to praying scripture? I think a good next step is examining what's on your heart right now. Maybe you're feeling discouraged or afraid, and a text like Joshua 1:9 would be a great prayer for you. It would sound something like this in a prayer. God, you've commanded me to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. And to not be discouraged, because you, Lord, my God, will be with me wherever I go. Maybe you're feeling anxious, and Philippians 4 would be fitting. Lord, help me to not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, I present my request to you, and I receive and thank you for your peace that transcends all understanding as you guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Maybe you're discerning something or, you know, just desiring God's direction and wisdom. I love James 1 verse 5 where it says that if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. I think what I love about that verse is that certainly God can find faults in me. I'm undeserving. And yet God's promise here is that if we ask for wisdom, God will give generously. Our prayer from this text can simply be, God, your word says if anyone lacks wisdom, we can ask you and you'll give generously. Thank you for the ways you're going to impart your wisdom and spirit of discernment on me. You know, I can't help but mention another faith discipline that we highlight on our Next Steps page, which is memorization. When we have scripture hidden in our hearts, it's so natural to pray scripture. That's been the case for me anyway. I'll be praying for something or someone, and all of a sudden a text or a Bible story that relates to the situation will come to my mind, and I simply proclaim it back to God. I was just in a conversation with a young woman who was struggling and lost her way. She was crying and disappointed in herself because, in her words, once again, she found herself doing the very things she didn't want to do and had fallen away from her faith and relationship with Jesus. As our conversation ended and she was crying out to God to forgive her and to help her know what her next step was, I thought of the parable Jesus told of the lost son and just began to pray that over her. I prayed something like, "Jesus, just like the parable you told where the wayward son left and was foolish with his inheritance, you never turned your back on him. Your arms were stretched out wide open to receive him back, and you even had a party because he was lost and was now found. Thank you that this, too, is your posture of love and grace toward," I won't say her name, but do you see what I mean? That's praying scripture, too. Friends, my prayer for you as you practice the faith discipline of praying scripture is this, and it's straight out of scripture, Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. "Now to you, God, who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to your power that is at work within us, to you be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever." And everyone said, "Amen." God bless you as you seek him.